out of the clamorous mystic east, out of the desert burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the crunch of the camel's padded feet, neath the purple glow of scarlet skies, four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait, Kismet is written, let the tale be told. Omar, the Wizard of Persia.
Tonight we take you with us to the heart of the mystic East, age-old Persia with its tradition, its glamour, its romance. Mysterious things are happening. A sinister plot is being hatched. Its victim is an American, Henry Mason, an importer of jewels who is traveling in the Orient on business. Our story opens on the caravan route leading to Shiraz, a colorful town in Persia. Mason and his companion, Miss Elliot, an American missionary, are in conversation.
Well, Miss Elliot, I'm afraid the caravan will be a little late arriving in Shiraz.
Oh, dear. And I was due at the missionary post there day before yesterday. Don't you think we'll arrive before nightfall, Mr. Mason?
Well, I'm afraid they're taking a longer route than usual, you see.
A longer route? But why? It seems to me that we've been delayed enough already.
Yes, but there have been a number of raids on caravans lately, and they're playing safe.
You don't think there's really any danger, Mr. Mason? They told me.
Well, no. Had we gone the usual way, there might have been, but as it is, I think we're perfectly safe. I'm afraid, though, it's mostly my fault that we're taking the long way round.
Your fault, Mr. Mason? Why? What do you mean?
Well, you see, I'm a dealer in precious stones, Miss Elliot. And I'm carrying jewels of great value with me. I had to insist upon unusual precaution.
Oh, I see. Well, you frightened me just a little, Mr. Mason. Have there been many of these raids?
Now, don't alarm yourself, Miss Elliot. There's really not the slightest danger. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Oh, it's all right. But I should think there would be some way of protecting travelers from these bandits.
Well, there's rather a strange feature about these recent attacks on caravans.
Strange? Why? What's strange about them?
Well, it's no ordinary bandit who directs these raids, nor are the men he commands the usual desert outlaws.
They're not? No?
No, it's rumored that they are members of a powerful secret organization of some sort.
You mean an organized band of criminals?
Yes, exactly. An organized band of criminals that's terrorizing all Persia.
Really? How dreadful.
Yes, they stop at nothing to attain their ends. And the man at the head of them is the greatest criminal of all.
You don't mean they know who he is?
No one knows. He's a man of many names and many faces.
Oh, dear me. It all sounds rather shivery. I don't know whether I'm going to like Persia or not.
Well, I don't think you need to worry, Miss Elliot. So far, these bandits haven't gone in for robbing lady missionaries.
Well, I feel much better when we're actually in Shiraz. I'm beginning to imagine things. A second ago, I thought I heard...
Great heavens!
Mr. Mason, what will I do? Oh, I'm afraid.
Well, try to keep cool, Miss Elliot. These outlaws are out for plunder. They don't harm women. If you keep quiet, you'll be perfectly all right.
But they're firing on me. They're going to kill me. They're killing men.
Here, down on the ground beside me, quickly.
It's too late. They're coming. Oh, what will I do? They'll
Now, look here, Miss Elliot. Look here. You've got to control yourself. You'll be all right if you keep quiet, I tell you. I'll stay right here with you and...
Mr. Mason, they've shot you.
Well, they've hit me in the shoulder, the dog.
Miss Elliot.
My jewel. In this little box, will you...
Do you want me to?
Yes. Take them.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming. The man in the mask. Oh, he's...
Enter, Malu.
Wizard of the Ages, I salute you.
Be seated, Malu. You were prompt to answer my summons.
Yes, Master.
I have called you, Malu, here because I know you to be a good and worthy man.
I thank you, Master. Were I infinitely more worthy, I could not merit the kindness shown me by Omar the Wise.
Malu, there are evil forces at work in the city of Shiraz.
What do you say, Master?
Men with the hearts of serpents conspire against their brothers. It is to defeat their evil plans that I have called you here.
You have but to command me, Master.
You have a friend, an American dealer in precious stones, whose name is Mason.
Yes, I know him, Master. An honorable man and a good friend. He has purchased many gems from me.
Ah, evil days have fallen upon your friend, Malu.
Is it so, Master? And yet, when last I saw him...
He was well and happy, yes. But then, he did not own the Emerald of Ill Omen.
My friend, Mason, has purchased the Emerald of Ill Omen.
You have heard, then, something of this emerald?
I have heard gossip of it, yes. Men say that it is cursed.
Men sometimes speak the truth even in gossip, Malu. Misfortune has never failed to take heavy toll of those who own this fatal stone.
You mean that my friend Mason is doomed because of his possession of this emerald?
Unless we help him, yes. We must aid him, Malu. And in helping him, we shall be helping countless others. The curse of this stone must be removed for the sake of all humanity.
And how will this be done, Master?
By returning it to its rightful owner. Who that may be, the fates have not as yet revealed to me.
But, Master, it will be simple enough to have Mason bring this stone to you. If I but tell him...
It is not quite so simple as that, Malu. You must be wary. I see infinite danger ahead for Mason and yourself. Already, the American has had one narrow escape.
What, Master?
Yes. There are those, and they are powerful, who would prevent the return of the Emerald, who would divert it to their own uses. They will be your enemies.
But how am I to know, Master, who these enemies are?
I will warn you, Malu, when danger is near.
You, Master? But I may be far from you.
My bells, Malu. The mystic bells of Omar. They will call to you. And their meaning you will find in the mystic scroll I will give you.
Be it so, Master.
You are willing to undertake this service?
Malouf is happy, Master, to be your servant.
It is well. With the help of Allah, we may succeed. But remember this. Men of the Western world are slow to believe the mysteries of the East. Mason will be unwilling at first to listen to you. You must point out the evil fortune this emerald brings to him and his loved ones. Persuade him to part with it for the good of all. You must make him know he shall not lose by it.
I will do as you say, Master.
And remember, heed the mystic bells of Omar. Obey their instructions implicitly. Here, Malouf, here is the mystic scroll. It will make the meaning of the bells clear to you.
I will obey, Master.
Go now, Malouf. I will see what must be done to defeat those who devise a plan to defeat our purpose. Even now, they search for the Emerald of Illumen. When the time is ready, Malouf, my mystic bells will call you. Allah be with you.
Yes, Master. I will obey.
You would like a guide, sir?
What? No, thanks. I know my way around Shiraz pretty well by now.
But you have been hurt, sir. Your arm.
Yes, I'm battered up a little, but I can manage.
You are a foreigner, sir, or American, perhaps?
Yes. My business brings me to Shiraz so often that I'm quite familiar with it.
Then, perhaps you would like to buy something in the bazaar? I know these merchants. I can get better prices for you. Everyone knows Karim.
That's your name, Karim, eh?
Yes, sir. You will permit me to serve you, sir?
Well, I'd like to get hold of a few pieces of Persian jade. You think you could get me a good price on them?
Yes, sir. You are interested in precious stones.
Yes, I deal in them. Do you know where I can pick up some gems? These pieces I want cheaply.
Oh, yes. I know the dealers here. But it is strange. I have never seen you before. I have seen nearly all who buy gems, and I know nearly all who sell them.
Yes, yes, yes. That's very interesting. That's very interesting. But what about those pieces of jade? Say, you can get them for me?
Yes, if you will follow me. Come, this way.
All right, but say, just wait a moment. There's a friend of mine coming this way. Malouf.
Oh, Malouf. Oh, my son, my friend. I have been thinking of you. It is good to see you. But your arm, you wear it in a sling. What has happened?
Well, my caravan was waylaid by bandits on the way to Shiraz.
Oh, my friend. But how did you escape?
Well, they left me for dead. I was picked up by another caravan, Malouf. There are times I wish they'd left me there.
What strange words are these, my friend?
Well, it seems, Malouf, I've had nothing but bad luck since the last time I saw you. This last blow was the most crushing of all. They took some of my most precious jewels, Malouf. All I had with me.
Oh, my heart goes out to you, my friend.
You're a good fellow, Malouf. But say, I'm just going to get a couple pieces of jade. Will you come with me? It won't take but a minute. This fellow here says...
Why is that
funny?
What is it, my friend?
Why, he was here just a second ago. Said his name was, Karim. But now the beggar's completely disappeared.
Karim? By Allah! The bells. I hear the bells of Omar. It is the warning. This man, Karim.
See, you mean, Malouf, that you think...
The bells. The mystic bells. What does the master say? One. Three. One. The message is, the shadow of danger grows blacker. Beware the stranger.
What are you saying, Malouf?
Read, my friend, that the hand of destiny is raised. Soon it will strike.
To the Emerald. Don't fail to hear the next episode of this thrilling story.